truth and you locking me up, but you blaming the other guy. This isn't right. I promise I'm bringing some changes. I promise I'll ride out some cages. I know your face and I know what your name is. I swear I'll be back with a crowd of 1,000 a day that I'm famous. You should be anxious. I'm putting you all in your places. I'm sharp as a razor. I'm yelling in capital cases, but I am so calm and I'm going through phases. You're never alone in this life. I had the loneliest nights. I had the phoniest friends. I would hang up the phone, they would phone me again. No, we ain't homies. I'm cutting my phone and I'm changing my number. And only within would I harness the power I'm holding within. I figure by writing my problems on paper is better than holding them in. Every time I fall down, I pick myself up. I got this. My stomach is queasy, nauseous. But no, no, there ain't no stopping me. I've been through so much. I don't need a crutch. I just need a pray. I just need a smudge. They're looking at me. They pushing me close to the edge, but I swear I never budge. I spread love and light, all I know is fight. I'ma do this right, yeah, I'ma do this right. You gon' feel the power and I promise you gon' feel this play. You gon' feel this play.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and hold on, that's better. My name is Anita B. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and that is Sleigh Bells. That song was released back in like the late O's? Yeah, 27, or sorry, I want to say 08. That song, Rail, you can find on their record Treats. That is correct. The time is 6:36, and I'm running around, as I have been lately, to accommodate my kids' baseball and to still do my show. So my show is going to be cut about 30 or so minutes short, so I can go pick them back up. That's how that works. And but I'm just happy to be here. I love doing my show. It's every second week. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And yeah, I don't know. Today's show is just an assortment of, I like to think, goodness. yeah. So what do I have to tell you? I have to tell, why don't let's go over the weather first. Let's see what's going on. The weather right now is really kind of odd, actually. I was pondering this as I was running in. It's really muggy, first of all. Weather Vancouver. Here we are. Let's take a look. It was 70 degrees, my car told me. That would be Fahrenheit, not Celsius. So let's see. Today's May 15th. The overnight low so is 11. That's the deal there. And tomorrow is Thursday, May 16th, and the high is going to be 19. So it's going to be pretty warm. So that's nice. With only a 10% chance of precipitations. It says mostly cloudy. I'll take it. Friday is, okay, let's see. Friday is AM rain, high of 16. And then we hit the weekend and we've got Saturday and Sunday highs of 19, 18. I play baseball on Saturday, so of course I need to know. It says here, AM clouds and PM sun. Oh, high of 19. Yeah, that's good. That's like 67-ish or so Fahrenheit. That is perfect baseball weather as far as I'm concerned. Speaking of baseball, I've been really excited because I'm a big Tigers fan. I'll be going back home for the summer. So I'll get to go, you know, see all the Tigers games I want. So that's exciting. And it's all lately about Ronnie Rodriguez. He's kind of like the Miggy in training. He's like Miggy Jr. And I say that if you know anything about Miguel Cabrera. He's like the funniest guy in baseball ever. He's like, you know, one of the best batters. I mean, he's kind of slowing down, definitely. But, oh, that's okay. I thought you wanted something. It's all good. What was I saying? Miggy, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, Ronnie Rodriguez. So he's a Dominican player, young, really young. His, like, second year in the majors. And last year he was kind of sucked. And this year he's just been, like, I don't know, slugging like nobody's business. And he gets up to bat and he's like pretty tall and he's just got the most hilarious kind of stance, if you know anything about baseball. If you care, nobody cares. Ronnie Rodriguez is the best. He's also, fun fact, a rapper in the Dominican. He has a full rap career and you should just Google his videos. Anyways, what was I saying? When he gets up to bat, he's just like a peacock. He just like struts and he just like swings as hard as he can, like, and that was his deal last year, but except last year he would strike out most of the time. This year he's just like killing it. I swear the other day he got two homers. I was like, what is going on? So that's my news from Tigerland, from Tiger baseball. Why am I telling you this? Well, because I'm going to be back there for the summer, so I'm excited. So I will be down at Comerica Park a lot. And oh, and I have more music, of course, coming up. So my friend, he's from Detroit. His name is Anthony Self. And he is this is a music I uncovered. I had no clue about this band he had from 2011. This recorded music. It's called Vargas. That is the name of the band. Or him. I'm not sure exactly. He was in this band back in the day called the Electric Six. And he was a member of The Go for a bit. They were on Sub Pop, I believe. I believe they released a single or two, whatever. So I discovered this on SoundCloud. So if you like this, go to SoundCloud. And the song that I'm going to play is called Raindrops, and it's so catchy. It's kind of ridiculous. It's really, really good. And you know, when you uncover your friends' music, you're like, oh God, this could suck. And then you're like, oh no. But this exceeded all expectations. In fact, it's been in my head. I've been like, oh, get out of my head. It's very catchy. So anyways, without further ado, I'm going to stop talking. And let's, why is there music coming out of there? Okay, I'm going to play the song from, it's called Vargas. And the band is out of Detroit. I believe they are dormant. I don't think there's any Vargas going on now. But, I'll, you know, keep it alive here with the song Raindrops. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I'm wondering why. Okay, cool. Yeah, as I mentioned, this is Vargas. And I'm having technical difficulties, but that's cool. I'll get it all figured out. Okay, here we go. Hold on. Boom. All right. I've got some special needs, don't I? Okay. I think. Let me try this again. There we go. We'll be right back.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Join us for the very best in bluegrass,
old time,
classic country,
Cajun,
rockabilly,
and western swing.
Every Tuesday morning from 6 to 8 a.m.
We start at 6 with bluegrass, roots and branches.
Then focus on mostly bluegrass at 6:30.
Join your hosts,
Arthur Berman and the lovely Andrea.
We'll start off your day right.
Young lady, till I am a queen.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is a band called the Gung Ho's. That features Mikey, an old buddy of mine, on lead vocals. And yeah, so we heard the song Detonation Sound, which is the title track off of their newly released stuff on Bandcamp of the same name. Yeah. Now, I believe this is old stuff. And it's just been, I think that's the deal. I might be getting this wrong, though. Because, I mean, the Gung Ho's were together, I don't know, like 10 years ago, something like that. And I don't think they are anymore, but I should really check into this before I go on air, right? I just feel like running around and I'm just like, ugh. I'm just barely keeping up with my life. Just So much busyness happening, but that's okay. Yeah, so there you go. That's the Gung Ho's. Very cool band. They also do a cover, by the way, of Hawkwind, Urban Gorilla. So check that out. All right, before that, we heard Partner. I love Partner. They are a three-piece. I think the two main characters, like, I think they're technically a duo, well, with a name like Partner, with, like, a touring drummer. So they are female. They lived in Windsor, my hometown, for a little while. I saw them on tour here the other month, not too long ago, and they told me that they've since left Windsor. And now I want to say are like in Toronto, somewhere like that. But they're originally from the Maritimes, of all places. Very, very, very funny and very talented. Like the guitar player, just unreal. Maybe one of the best guitar players I've ever seen slash heard. And young as all get out. Holy moly, crazy. So they've got a really good future ahead of them. We heard Saturday the 14th. No, sorry. We heard the song Long and McQuaid from the record Saturday the 14th. I think that's how it goes. So Long and McQuaid, of course, the musical instrument store. Let me make sure I just screwed something up. I want to write that down correctly. Saturday the 14th. I'm doing my homework here. Saturday the 14th. All right. I made a mistake. Okay, now let's find out who was in there before that. Hey, it was Ron Gallo. Ron Gallo is awesome. At least I like that song. To be honest, I don't know too much about Ron Gallo. We heard the song Young Lady, You're Scaring Me, which is the title track off of that record. And yeah, the time is 6:59. I'm going to be with us for the next 29 or so minutes. I mean, I'm not going to die, but I have to leave. And maybe I'll die too, unbeknownst to me. So I don't know. I'm just getting grim. Okay. So 6:59. All right. So what do we have up now? What do we have up? I've got something out. We've got the Shout Out Louds. So the Shout Out Louds are a really cool band out of Sweden. So Stockholm, Sweden. And they've toured with bands like The Strokes, etc. They were formed back in 01, and their latest record came out on Merge in 2017, so just a year and a half ago. We're going to hear something from their first release off of Howl Howl Gaff Gaff. The song is The Comeback. That's what we got right here, The Comeback. I hope you enjoy it. Okay, let's make sure everything's not screwed up. Okay, there we go. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Now stay tuned because at 8 o'clock comes in Mekonnen. So just in an hour, he's going to come in with his show, Mix Cassette. Super cool dude. So there you go. This is a Shout Out Louds on CITR.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Here comes the summer.
Thank you.
So was the Undertones, Fergal Sharkey, Top of the Pops too. You may be surprised to see this band here performing with our favorite dancers.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and we just heard a track from the Undertones. The Undertones were a rock band out of Northern Ireland, active late 70s, early 80s, and Fergal Sharkey was actually the lead singer. And I say that because he had another song. What did Fergal Sharkey sing? I think he had like one hit wonder. Oh, A Good Heart. That was it. I think I liked that song a lot. Maybe I'll play that. So yeah, there you go. That was the Undertones. There you go. Before that, we heard something from the band Gaze, who I just adore. Gaze were comprised of three girls. You had Megan and Miko. Miko Hoffman. And of all people, Melberg. Rose Melberg, she was like a twee queen from like California, who ended up, she's been in bands here in Vancouver. So she's originally from, I want to say Sacramento, California, has since moved to Vancouver, started a family with Bill from Mint Records. They have since split. I mean, that was a while back. Yeah, she was the drummer. Now, Miko Hoffman is significant because, I was in a band and Gaze, we would play shows together and whatnot back in the day. That was like the late 90s. That's right. And Miko Hoffman did this show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So her and I would split the time slot, if that makes sense. So how did that work? She did the first like Wednesday of every month, and then I did the next Wednesdays. So I was usually 3 weeks on and then 1 week off. Depending on the calendar, sometimes it was four. But there you go. That's Miko. She was so cool. She's still around. Last I heard, she lived in New West. Her and Jason, her husband, who was actually a student teacher at my school, a really nice guy, got married. I don't know what's going on there. I know they had a kid, though. So I like to spread rumors. I like to talk about things I'm not quite sure of. But there you go. That's Gaze. Now, Gaze was on K Records, very, you know, hip, cool Olympia label. And that record that we heard, Mitsumiru, was recorded at JCDC Studios here in West Vancouver by John Collins and Dave Carswell, of course, from the Smugglers. As well, though, by Calvin Johnson, the famous Calvin Johnson, at the famous Dub Narcotic Studios in Olympia, which is very, very cool. So that's the whole story there. They released two records, Mitsumiru and I forget the other one offhand, but there you go. Okay, then we heard the Shout Out Louds. I was telling you about that. Those guys, that song was released back in 03 on the record Howl Howl Gaff Gaff. It was called The Comeback. And there you go. The time is 7:12. McConan is in the house. He should be starting at 8. What do I have next? Oh, maybe I should play some Fergal Sharkey. I really like that song. Maybe I will. But right now I have the song called Cut Your Teeth. This is from a local band called Necking. And if I'm not mistaken, I think, let me just double check here. According to my Instagram the other day, I think they're now on Mint Records. I think Mint has signed them. Yeah, I'm right. Necking is on Mint Records. They became a band before playing A Note of Music together. Let's find out about this. I don't know much about them, but I'm just pulling this up. They've been around only for a couple of years, and they are all girls. And let me just play the song, and then we'll move on. And then maybe hear some Fergal Sharkey. Okay, the song, as I mentioned, I think is called Cut Your Teeth. And my show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. If you like my show, you can tune in every second Wednesday. So I won't be here next week, but the week after, 6:30 to 8. Today I have to jet a little early. But you can always just go to CITR.ca and get the podcast. All these shows are podcasted. Phew. Okay, finally, Necking on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
These days it's hard to Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Rush Show on Virginia.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Let's see here. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Isn't there anything? Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was really good. That's the band Dumb. They are local. They're new. They are also on Mint Records in addition to the other band I played, which was Necking. That song we heard is called Club Nights, and you can find that on their to-be-released record of the same name. So that gets released, it says right here, June 7th. June 7th. Look at that. Cool. We are ahead of the curve. All right. And then Fergal Sharkey in there before that from 1985, A Good Heart. I played him because he was the lead singer of the Undertones. You can find that on an album entitled 100 Hits UK Number Ones. That's what it says. And then Necking, as I mentioned, was in there before that. We heard the title track off the record, Cut Your Teeth. It is 7:25 and I have to jet. Oh, speaking of which, I'm going to play some Joan Jett. So I'm going to play a classic. It is a cover. It's Tommy James and the Shondells, and it's probably one of the most famous covers. It's up there. Crimson and Clover, of course. Such a great song. You can find this on her record from 1981. I love rock and roll. I'm going to be back in 2 weeks. And what is 2 weeks? That is, yeah, the end of May, which means I have another through June, I guess. And then I'll be off for the summer. We still have a bit of time. You have a bit of me. My name is Anita B. And my show is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So I don't know. Hopefully you like it. I assume nobody is ever listening. So every once in a while I'll get emails or somebody saying that I'm like, what? I don't know. I have very low expectations. That's my motto on life. Don't expect anything, because the minute you do, you're always disappointed. So anyways, let me impart that, you know, sad philosophy on life to you. So here, I'm going to stop talking and we're going to hear some Joan Jett. So there we go. Let's make sure that's off. All right. Of course, the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.